Our first item of old business is subdivision 2005-27, Burcap Partners, Deep Branch Woods as a preliminary.
Mr. Wheatley, this application's been deferred since April 6th of this year. Denrec has issued a septic feasibility statement. They indicated that the site suitable for individual on-site septic systems.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2005-27 for Burcap Partners based upon the record and for the following reasons. The subdivision meets the purpose and requirements of the subdivision codes and protects orderly growth of the county, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The density is less than the maximum density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surroundings. The subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby users or property values. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Denrec has indicated that the site is suitable for the individual on-site septic systems. A homeowners association will be created to maintain streets, open space, stormwater management areas, and street lighting. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 30 lots within the subdivision. A forested buffer shall be established along the western property line. The applicant shall prepare and record restricted covenants governing the development and cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion, sediment control facilities, and other common areas. The proposed restricted covenants must be supplied to the county attorney prior to final site plan review. The stormwater management shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, including specific the direction of the county engineering department. All entrances shall comply with DLDOT requirement. Also, an area for school bus stops shall be established near the entrance to the project with parking for at least 4 cars. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant, and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. The restricted covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice and an additional notice regarding the nearby asphalt plant. This property is located near an existing asphalt paving operation. The paving operation may involve noise, dust, truck traffic, offensive odors, and other annoyances associated with the business. The use and enjoyment of this property is expressly conditioned on acceptance of any annoyance or inconvenience which may result from such normal uses and activities. The applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The location of all remaining trees shall be shown on the final site plan. Street naming and address shall be subject to the review of the Sussex County Mapping and Address Department. No lot shall contain any wetlands. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That is all of my motion.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-27, Burcap Partners Deep Branch Woods as a preliminary for the reasons stated and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.